Okay. So maybe just a quick recap from what we did last week. I'm coming at the tour from a musical perspective. And Lahavdil, when you have like a fancy a Haydn symphony, so you can appreciate each movement by itself. Then when you grasp each part of the whole symphony, you see how it all comes together and makes one collective whole. So we're going piece by piece. We'll see how far we get tonight. But really, each piece does lead and connect to them. Once you see the entire breadth of the whole Torah, you'll see how it all is interconnected. So maybe just do a quick recap of what we talked about last time. The piece began in Os Aleph by saying that every single one of us has an aspect of being a melech. Melech and Nimshal, which means we have a sphere of influence. We supplemented a little bit from Rabbi Yaakov Meshach and pointed out that before you have an influence over others, really you have to have influence over yourself. Right? Yeah, that's the first point we talk about it. And then, still in Os Aleph, the Rabbi explained how there's two aspects to that Malchus. There's the open, revealed aspect of Malchus, and then there's the hidden part, where a person can have an influence and a rule over someone else, but it's not visible, it's not recognizable, just that is the reality is, the truth is that person is, so to speak, under them. We talk about the tzaddik is the one who is really over the whole world, whether it's really beskasia, it's not open and revealed. And then really that each person has a different level of influence, right? The immediate part of your house, over could be people in your surroundings, could be bigger and bigger and bigger. That was more or less just a quick recap of that. So now I want to do a little more about Malchus. So I guess before we get into Oz Beis tonight, there's a book from Rabbi David Aaron, Seeking God. So he discusses in here a little bit, you don't have it in front of you, but I'll just read one part. He talks about Malchus, the power to see all of the qualities. Malchus is an attribute of Hashem within us. This attribute is consciousness itself. In other words, as mysterious as it may sound, the consciousness within us to see Hashem actually comes from Hashem. That's the power of Malchus. Again, Malchus is nothing of its own. It's what people put into it. And he gives an example in the book about three people who go into a doctor's office. They all walk in, and the first person says, "Wow, how small, how cramped this waiting room is." The next person walks in and says, "Wow, look how much bright light there is in this room." And the third person walks in and says, "Look how messy this doctor's office is. I have this waiting room." So the three people are on the couch, right? They're all sitting next to each other, but they're in three different rooms. The first person is sitting in a cramped, uncomfortable, claustrophobic maybe room. The person next to him is like in a bright, and the next person is thinking, "What schmutz, is dirt, is everything." It's about what you let in. So what you let in is, and what you receive, and that ability to perceive Hashem is really an attribute of Malchus. So keeping that in the back of mind, we'll start now Oz Beis. You can follow along on the Hebrew English one translations, or we're going to do Oz Beis now. I'm going to be reading from the handout that was sent out from this is part of I'll show you Latayo. Right, this Gilead they put out where they connect the Torah that they're learning through to the Parsha. And so that's really where I took this from. So you see on the left-hand column, there's three columns on the left-hand side, it says Atemivar ketzed sarach kol echel hishtamish im malchuso kirois. Since everyone has an attribute of being a melech, how do you use that? How do you use your influence, your power? Sarach kol echad. Sheyeshlo Malchus beizgalia obis kasias. Everyone has either the open or the revealed attribute of Malchus inside of them. We believe shtamish im bechinos hamalchus sheyeshlo lahadnoso ulitorcho. Not to use your attribute of being a ruler for the two different things: for your hana, for your own benefit, or for your own personal needs. Because you have this ability and this capability of influence, you have to be very careful not to do it. Again, when you're medayik in the Torah, so why did Rabbeinu say two things? He says not to use it for hana, and not to use it for your tzarech, your needs. Kagon, according to one opinion, l'harbos lo mamon, right? If I have a sphere over people, I can get more money from them. Okay. Shelo tiyeh bechinas ha-malchus etzlo, that the attribute of malchus is by you, dahainu. Shekoch ha-malchus ha-memshala sheyeshlo, lo tiyafbeis. Im yodo kimo eved she'asui lamalos es tavoso ve'es tzrochav hashonim. Don't use your ability of rulership to be an Eved. Whereas we spoke about last week that every person has either one or two attributes. You're either in charge, you're the Melech, or you're being someone else is in charge of you and you're an Eved. Don't use that ability of rulership to turn yourself into an Eved. An Eved, as we said, is someone who is like they're a slave to their taivis, to whatever they want. They have no willpower. They just, whatever, they get an idea, a crazy idea, they fulfill. They can't say no. They have no willpower. Willpower is like a spiritual muscle you have to exercise, the ability to say no. You practice it.
But Melech, even though he is the Melech, isn't he also kind of there to serve the people?
That's all he's there for.
So that kind of makes him an Eved.
Moshe Rabbeinu was called an Eved also, right? He's called the Eved Hashem. But here, what he's saying is don't use your ability of rulership and control, that control you have over others who are under your sphere of influence, in order just as a means, a hechi timsit, to fulfill your own needs.
Right.
Yeah? Because that's a danger.
Don't be an Eved to the attribute of Malchus, be an Eved of Hashem. So if you're an Eved to what you think you have, then yes. you're a slave.
Don't be an Eved to the people you're supposed to be ruling. You are supposed to be an Eved to the people you're ruling.
No, he's right. He's saying don't use the other people as pawns in your game.
Right.
I had a high school history teacher. I remember his quote. He said, power corrupts and absolute power absolutely corrupts. Right? That if you're totally powerful, and again, you can, without getting into politics, you see people have tremendous power, sometimes use that power to help, to increase, to bring out light and goodness and kindness, and others will use it, totally goes to their head and become these megalomaniacs. Rock, what you do, shitiyu b'chinas, should be on the attribute of a malchus, shishlu b'chinas ben chorin. Your malchus itself should be free. Your ability to rule should be free, right? Shamalchus ba'atzma tihyeh mishruaches b'kol zika b'toelas ishis elav. B'v'chinas, because it says in Koheles, ashreich eretz, fortress the land, shemalkeich ben chon, who has a king who's free. V'abir says, what does that mean? Eina rak shehamelech atzma yeh ben chon. It doesn't mean the king himself is free. Of course, most kings are not slaves. Elegam shekoch ha-malchus yeh etz lecha, that ability of malchus that's inside of you, right, as we're talking now about perception and being able to receive from Hashem, kol ech lefi b'chinas ha-malchus sheyeshlo, it should be a ben chorin. That should be free inside of you. Your kingship, your quality of malchus inside of you, it should be free. Dahainu, l'ishtameish bol hanasa. Don't use it for your own hana. Afilu hana me'etzim ha-malucha v'asura hi psula. So if you look, that's what it says in the footnote. That's what it says in the footnote over here. Okay, go fine, but I'm not. Let's just move to the next point. Where it says, right, that everyone's ability to rule should be used for one goal only, to be closer to Hashem. That's why we have this ability. That's how, if we're proper using our ability, that's what it means. Ze bechinas Mordechai. So already, wow, we come to Purim. So Mordechai, he's going to read a second, but I have the Gemara open in front of me. It's the Gemara in Chulin, probably one of the most famous pages that gets quoted a lot in Shas this time of the year. Like, you know, where's their hint to Esther in the Torah? Where's their hint to Haman in the Torah? Where's their hint for Mordechai in the Torah? So it's in Chulin Kuf Lamed Tes. I'm not going to read the whole Gemara, but it just says over here, where's Mordechai hinted at? Da-da-da, lost the spot. Yeah, I was going to get Mordechai, I mean, the Torah, I mean, Olin, Dichsiv, it says, more drawer, right? Last week's Parsha, and the translation of that is, in the Aramaic, or Dachia, says Rashi, more drawer, v'koyle rosh l'besomim, l'tzadikim, v'anshe k'neses ha-gadola. So Mordechai himself is the attribute of being a leader, right? He's the rosh, he's the head. He's the head of all this. So as you'll see that the concepts become intertwined. So we're talking about Mordechai, about being a leader. That's what Mordechai was able to do. So I just get back into the Torah for a second, right? Shahamorus. I skip. Let me just, I don't want to skip it all. Zebachinus Mordechai, the Yehudi, what does that mean? Sheshmo Mora al Bechinas Mordor, that his name shows the attribute of being a leader. Shahamorus, Shahayisu Etzlo. Klape Eilu Shahaya Kafufani, all those who were subordinate to him. Hainu Hamalchus, which is in every single one of us. Yesh the Dwar Vecherus, that the Dwar means to be free. So Mordechai was the one who had the free, he wasn't the slave. Right? We just finished, you have to see each point leads to the next. Don't let that character trait of being a ruler enslaved have a freedom of that. And a freedom always means the ability to make choices. If you can't make a choice, then you're a slave. So, yesh lo dror v'cherus, shelo lishtamish bo l'hanasu l'tzarchel. He's not going to use his leadership things for his own hana, for his own benefits. Ki'im l'Hashem yizbarach. Shirak only she'asher yesh to'els b'kocha malchus l'malchus Hashem b'chinos. It says, v'haisel Hashem ha'malucha. The Hashem has all the malucha. As mutter, then it's allowed. V'af tzarech, it's even required. Lishtamish b'kol kochus l'malchus she'esh lo. That's when you have to use it. You know, you have to use your character traits. You have to use that these abilities and the talents that you have to be able to bring this out. Related many times a story from Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? That at a certain point in his life, there was discussion. I think in the end it didn't happen. But there was a certain point in his life when there was discussion whether Rav Moshe was going to have a pacemaker, right? That helps monitor your heart. So Rav Moshe was asking the doctors a lot of intricate details, and they asked Rosh Hashiva, why are you so concerned about? In other words, so he believed that Mashiach is going to come, and I'm going to be asked to sit on the Sanhedrin. So I want to know if I have this pacemaker installed, if I'm going to be a Baal Mum. So Moshe was the most humble. You know, the stories of Moshe's humility were legendary. Legendary. There was once a stranger in the yeshiva, and he didn't know who Moshe was. He'd heard about it. Or not. And he came and Ramosh saw a new face in the basement. So he walked over and stuck out his hand. This guy knows he gave him like a dollar. It was a schnorr. And the Ramosh just took it and like walked away. And then after like davening was over or whatever, and they said like, oh, where's this Rabbi Moshe Feinstein I've heard so much about? And they said, that's him. that's what I thought was collecting. Every week my son comes home with like a gadol story from his rabbis. That was the story for last week. Ramosh, his humility was amazing. So you can be humble, but you understand if you have that influence, if you have ability, if you have talent, you have to use them. The reason we have in each one of us, that's the whole beginning of the Torah, that each one of us has an ability of being a melech is to bring people closer to Hashem. And now he's going to explain what happens when people are not behaving in such a way. What happens when you have to kind of give tochocha? Now it's not rebuke. It's not rebuke. I was talking to my friend who's working on the translations of this into English, and the Breslov Research Institute. Rebuke is a harsh term to it. Tochach is anything. It's going to be like to reprimand, to improve, to give them like encouragement. Dahainu. Well,
Constructive criticism.
Dahainu l'hishtamesh im hamalchus l'avodes Hashem yizborach. Dahainu means l'hazir l'ochiach es kol ha'neshamos shenichnoim elav. To help those who you're connected to, as we spoke about last time, like branches of a tree, that their neshamas are connected to us. To help people come closer to God. So sometimes it's in a revealed way, and sometimes in a concealed way, but that's the whole point when we have this malchus. Let's say you're ruling over the people in your house. The people in your house, to get people to, that doesn't mean you're running your house like a dictator. A melech is someone who influences. If you have a larger sphere, each one has their tafkid, their sphere of influence, and what the demand is to use that for good. So he goes a quick little sikum, and then we'll start Os Gimel. Each one of us has an ability of rulership. However, be very careful. To use that power in the correct way, the appropriate way, but often in a way that your ability to be a king itself is free. Not that I'm using it just to, you know, self-aggrandizement and to fulfill my own taivas. But to do everything that Hashem has given me for Hashem's sake. To bring everybody possible closer to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So that was base. Now we'll start Gimel. Gimel's long, so we'll just do the first piece. I think in the English they have like 3A, 3B, 3C. We'll try to do 3A. Any questions, comments so far? We're good? Okay. So now I was going to get into this a little bit about how to be mochiach people. when you have to rebuke them. And also, what about the people who you only have a rulership, but it's not obvious that they're? So how do you affect those types of people? So begin now, Oz Gimel. V'tzarech lehamshich arichus yomim l'toch hamalchus. You have to bring this character. He doesn't explain yet what it is, but this arichus yomim. Living is like long days, but there's something very unique about this, and it's an approach called arichus yomim, and you have to make that penetrate into your interactions with people. Shlotia, so it shouldn't be that the malchus you have will be the bechinos and the aspect that the Gemara talks about in Pesachim on Pei Zayin. Harabonus mika beres es baleha. Rabonus, which means rulership, doesn't mean being a rabbi. I guess that's part of it. But rabonus, rulership, lordship over others, it buries you. Wow. Causes a person to die. God forbid. Ki kol echel lefi bechinas hamalchus sheyeshlo. Hu bechinas tsofe. So now again, I'm going to try to elaborate a little bit more. A tsofe means a what in modern Hebrew? It's like a scout. Someone looks at it. Rabbi Nachman had an extreme bekias in Tanakh, where he'll point out words that you don't realize there's a connection to him. He's quoting here again. The Torah is part of it, but I'm going to read the actual pasuk from Sefer Yechezkel. I think Nachyomi is just restarted his new cycle, so it'll be a while till they get back to Yechezkel. But in Perek Gimel, Ben Adam, you, that's why he's referring to Yechezkel, Tsofe Nesaticha Lebeis Yisrael, I've appointed you as a watch person, as an overseer. V'shamat v'pi davar, v'hisarta osa mimenu, that I want you to warn people on my behalf. Now, the idea was back then, it was you were a lookout, and you could tell when people were coming to attack. So that's what Yechezkel is being positioned as. But Omri L'Rosha, you're telling the wicked one, Mos Tomus, Lo Hisharto, Velo Dibarto, Lahasir Rosha Midarko, HaRosha L'Chayoso. You have to speak to the Rosha to get them to turn away from their derech. Hu Rosha Bavon is going to die, Yomus V'damo Miyadcha Avakesh. I'm going to demand his blood from you. So there are people that you're supposed to warn, caution them, and if you don't, I'm going to hold you responsible for it. Right? That's what this Pesukim are. Last pasuk viata now, ki his heart to rasha. You've warned the wicked one v'lo shav nirisha. Now he hasn't done teshuva, hasn't changed from his ways. Umidarka harasham is wicked derech. Huba avona yomos, he'll die because of his own thing. Viata on you, meaning Yechezkel, es nafshecha hitzalta. You've saved your soul. You've saved yourself. So this is what the pesukim that Rabbi Nachman is quoting. Now I just want to give a little bit broad. He doesn't quote all the pesukim, that's why I read everything there. So he says, each one of us has this bechina. It's an aspect. Bechina in Rabbi Nachman can mean different things depending on the context. It's parallel to, or it's an aspect of, or it's related to. There's very different ways. Each one is different. This idea of being a tsofe, mutolav v'hazir lochiach es hanoshim shehem misharsho. We have to help those people come closer to Hashem, the people who we're connected to. Because in terms of avodas Hashem, you're a melech vis-a-vis them. And if you'll warn them and you'll rebuke them, as we said, constructive criticism, you do what's placed on you. That's what the pasuk was saying. Kamoshinema says, "Sofin asaticha lebeis Yisrael." Right, that I've made you this watch person over there. Okay, v'ata. If not, then it's going to be on you. That was the pasuk that he has in quote, but it's in the that was in between. V'al kein, and therefore, harabonus mekaber says ba'alo, anybody who has the ability to improve the situation and doesn't. That's what it means, that this Rabbonus, again, meaning the leadership role, is going to bury. V'alkein tzarech lirois. Each person has to see. Now again, each person has to see within their level of malchus, and as we'll keep repeating it because it comes back. Everyone, some it's the malchus in the house, and some it's the malchus in the workplace, whatever there is. L'hamshich arichos yomim l'toch hamalchus. We haven't explained what this is. It's going to be the next piece. But we have to bring this character trait of Arichas Yomim into our Malchus. Dahin, this means Shira Sheyucha Lehazhir Lehoyechosam. You have to be able to connect the people who have the same Shorish of your neshama. You have an Achrayas after them. And then you'll have an Arichas Yomim. It's going to be the opposite of burying its person. Chas v'shalom, persons, you know, you get punished for not being mochiach them, but when you're doing this, that's going to bring life to them. Ach eich efshalo lahasi lochiach osam. But how is it possible, especially if we don't know that we're really connected to them? Because we said that you have the revealed and you have the concealed aspect of being a melech. So what about these people who are connected to you, right? But it's hidden. You don't know. They don't know. Ki eina yadeh ma shetzorach lehem. Right? You don't know what they need. You don't even need. It's interesting. That's why there is an idea about talking to the tzaddik and explaining what you need to them. Gam einem etzlo, and they're not even near the person who has the sphere of influence over the whole year, and he can give them the mussar. Okay, and therefore, since it could be very difficult, srichim lazed das. Okay, so das is going to be a theme. This is the first time the Rebbe mentions it here in the Torah, but it's going to be coming up in every single piece subsequent to this. The idea of das. So actually, we're talking on Shabbos afternoon. We have a shir in the Maharal. So by Bezalel, it has three different expressions, right? It has Chochma and Bina and Das by Bezalel. So we unpacked a little bit what it means, the three different intellectual faculties. How would you translate Chochma? You hear Avina? Wisdom, Bina, understanding, and Das? Knowledge, right? Now, knowledge is not just, you know, facts from an encyclopedia. You know, hey Suri, what's the capital of South Dakota? She's so good. She never right. You can ask facts. That's not das. You know, you have people who have a tremendous amount of facts in their brain, but they're not connected to it. Chochma means it's like the flash of an idea. Sometimes, you know, you're sitting in there, you hear something, and you're in a meeting, you're in a classroom or something like that, just an idea pops into your head. I got it. In that one seminal, everything is in that moment. You got it? And then you have to like, can you explain it? Hold on a second, let me like just process it. So first is that it happens so quickly in our minds. It's actually, they've done studies of people who have brain injuries. They can actually see the transformation between the Chochmah stage into the das where you, I'm sorry, into the bina. Is that wrong? Chochmah goes into bina. Bina is where that one idea becomes expanded upon. Person has a chochmah, an idea. I want to build a house. I'd like to have a house. It's an idea. Okay, what kind of house? Okay, so then bina is where I start figuring out all the details of how many rooms it's going to have and how many bathrooms and what kind of time thing. I've expanded upon the idea. That's why in the svarim, chochmah is seen as the koach hazachor of the zera that the man gives into the woman, and bina is the female side where that zera, that child, that potential is now expanded upon in 9 months of gestation. That everything is contained in the chochmah, but for it to be brought out into existence and to be expanded and codified and, you know, concretized, that's the attribute of bina where it becomes expanded. So now I've got the Abba, the Ima, the Chochmah, the Das, and this is what he's saying, Das is the connection. Das is when I understand the idea. It's not just something I can just spit back like my phone number, but that it affects me emotionally, viscerally. I'm connected to the idea. Every time you find Das in Chumash, it's a lashon of a hiskashrus. There was an intimate relationship that they're connected in that way. One of my mashpim gave an example of a person, like a country farmer, has no idea how to read. So he hires a tutor to come teach him how to read and write, and that's okay. So one day, as they're giving lessons, they see an important telegram comes in the mail, and it says the officials, you know, from the government, and you can see it's a very important looking envelope, but the farmer can't read. So he asks his tutor, he says, I see this, I got some piece of mail, could you please read it for me? So he goes, okay. So he opens up the official document, the official letter signed by the government. He sees, dear Mr. So-and-so, we regret to inform you the tragic news that your son was killed in a car crash. And the farmer just like breaks down. Breaks his heart. His son died. So that's the mashal. Why is it that the tutor, the scholar, didn't become emotional when he read this news? Because what was he lacking? He was lacking the connection. He was lacking the das. He didn't have any. He had all the facts. He had all the chachmi. He had all the bina. He could maybe speak 10 different languages, right? Fluent in all these languages, but he had no das. He wasn't connected to the content. Das means a connection, but not just I understand and it moves me. The emotion comes through. Again, this is the idea of the Chabad school of thought. Chabad is chachm bina das. But when you talk about these different faculties, you have to have das. Das, and always, again, all the Sfarim talk about in Mitzrayim, that we were lacking, the Das went into Gullus, and the Moshe Rabbeinu is the idea of Das. These are themes that are going to be coming up over and over in Torah. I just want to explain that Das means a connection. So that's what he says this last line, right? Al-Kain Srichim Lazed Das, Kedei Leida Eich Lehochicham. You have to know how to your Tochacha should work, right? You have to know what they're in Yonim are, what they're doing with. V'lavo, in order to be Zoichel, to ledas hazeh who gan came al yedei arichas yomim ba'atzmo. You have to have this after of arichas yomim. So again, he's quoted. He tells us you need this. It's so important. It's going to give us life. But he hasn't explained what it's going to be. Okay, v'zeh she'omrim ha'olam. That's what the people say about someone who doesn't midas she'eni yodei mechayev. Right? He doesn't know his own life. He ikar hayedia who mechayim. Yedas itself is life. Me'arichas yomim. And that's what he's going to explain that when you're lacking das. So then you're going to be lacking really life. And when you're lacking life, you're going to certainly be lacking the arichas yomim, the long days. So that's maybe as far as we'll go for tonight. But shkoich everybody for coming. We'll just, you got to work about it and think about it. Any questions, comments, we're welcome to hear what anybody has to say. There's plenty more chomp. There's a whole...